don't lay nothing on my job. Your friends, they said your head's in a news boy. Lay some boogie on a mine. The men stood like the rabbits and I was like a newborn child. Your father said, clean out your head, boy, go kick cans along the street. Your father said, clean out your toes, Rose, and go and lick some uncooked meat. And you stood like the rabbits and I was like a newborn child. Whoa! About midnight, your father said, your sister's a groove, boy. What I said, it just ain't right. But then I stood like the rabbits, and they were like my newborn child. Now I'm gonna drive me wild.
Hi, this is Henry Paul from the Outlaws, and you're listening to the rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3.
How you doing, everybody? This is Bobby Ingram from the group Molly Hatchet, and you're listening to my group.
Thank you. listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. Friday, November 10th, ladies and gentlemen, the Outlaws with Atlanta Rhythm Section are coming to the Palace Theater in Greensburg. And the reason the Outlaws still ride, and let me say, thank God, is because of the very talented musician we've got on the phone with us tonight. We're talking with none other than the great Henry Paul. Brother, how are you? Welcome back to Courts in Session.
Oh, good, man. I'm great. Busy, Lord God Jesus. If you wanna get something done, ask a busy man, and I'm the poster child for that guy. I'm just going at it. We're good. The Outlaws are in great shape. Blackhawk is in great shape. The boys in the band are happy as pigs in poop. We got a real nice old school kind of communal band and crew, and something I always aspire to have, and it's just still a lot of fun.
So, Henry, all the years of the Outlaws coming to Pittsburgh in November for what's just like a big family reunion, it occurred to me, when did this ritual start, and why Pittsburgh?
Well, first of all, Pittsburgh has always been really good to the Outlaws, to the Henry Paul Band, the Southern Rock in general. It's always been a... excuse me.
This is me on my bed.
It's always been a happy spot on our itinerary, you know. And some years back, I guess going back to 08, Eddie Panuti, an old friend of mine, and I talked about bringing the Outlaws to the Pepsi Roadhouse. And we started it then, actually. The year 05 of the reunion tour of the Outlaws were at the Pepsi Roadhouse. And I think in 06, they may have been at the Pepsi Roadhouse. I know in 07, they played the outdoor venue with Charlie Daniels and Marshall Tucker. And then when Huey passed in 07, and I kind of pieced the band back together and went into rehearsal and went back out in 08, we've been doing it ever since. And here, this will be our second year of the Palace. I think the Pepsi Roadhouse decided they didn't want to do that anymore. I think they wanted to concentrate on weddings and, you know, different sort of more... less musical events. And so we moved over to the Palace last year, and we're going to be at the Palace again this year, and we'll probably be at the Palace every year, you know, hereafter.
Well, that is great. It's a great venue, and you guys packed the show last time. I know you're going to pack it again. So word on the street is that one of your old gunslingers, the great Billy Crane, is coming to Pittsburgh to reunite with the Outlaws for the show. Is that true?
Well, yeah, he called me a couple months ago and asked me if it'd be okay if he came out and played. And I said, yeah, we'll find a show or two that you can come out and play. You know, he doesn't get out much anymore, and I think he misses it to a degree. And he and I have a long history of being in a band together and making music, and really, most importantly, lately here, he and I are songwriting partners. So he wanted to come out and play in the Pittsburgh market, and I said, well, that'd be great.
You know, talking about your songwriting with Billy Crane, going back to the Henry Paul days, turn back the time machine. Take us back to when you guys first met and how you got together.
Well, I met Billy in Nashville. The Outlaws came to town to do a two-night stand with Lynyrd Skynyrd. This was our first shows with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Billy had a local band with his brother called Flat Creek in Nashville. And they were going to open the show for the Outlaws and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And then when I put the Henry Paul Band together, he was one of my first calls. I think he was playing with the keyboard player from Derek and the Dominoes, and I forget his name right offhand, but he decided he wanted to play with me and gave his current employer gave his current employer a notice that he was going to move on, and he moved to Tampa, and he and I and Jimmy Fish and Wally Dentz, Barry Rapp, Bill Hoffman, we put the Henry Paul Band together and went out and cut Grey Ghost and went back on the road and continued on. And gosh, I came to Nashville in the early 90s to put a new deal together and try and prolong my career. And he and I started writing songs together. I invited Billy into the Outlaws in 05 for the reunion tour, but it didn't really work for him at that time. And then when I got the band back out there and going again in 07, it was a better time for him. And so he joined the band then, and he played, when did he do? He played 08, 09, 10, 11, somewhere around there. He bailed, his health, the whole thing, the road's tough. And, but he and I wrote It's About Pride together. And we wrote, some songs on the Dixie Highway together. We just have a really good relationship as songwriters together, he and I. And we wrote Southern Rock Will Never Die, and, you know, that It's About Pride, the song itself. And, you know, we just, you know, have a really good chemistry as songwriters, he and I.
Well, the latest Outlaws album, Dixie Highway, charted all over the world. And let's play that track right now from the most recent Outlaws album. Outlaws are coming to the Palace Theater November 10th. This is Southern Rock Will Never Die. WRCT 88.3 FM.
There's fresh horses and we're ready to ride. There'll be another showdown around sunset, and we'll be coming back dead or alive. There's a chain smoker, a broad shotgun, an all-night game of cards in the back. Yeah, the loser's getting riled and the game's getting wild as the deuces and the one-eyed jacks. Steve and Ronnie, Toy and Tommy, ghost riders on the wind in the southern sky. Barry, Greg and Dwayne, Billy, Rock and Flame, the spirit of TC and Taz are still alive. And Southern Rock will never die. It was the Skinner boys and the Outlaws in a blazing guitar gunfight. The barefoot prince of Dixie, he was the leader of that gang. With a whistle and a sneer, when the gun smoke cleared, you believed. Thank you.
us long ago. Yeah, and time has passed us by, but the devil's still down in Georgia, and I still got rambling on my mind. Yeah.
Steve and Ronnie, Troy and Tommy, ghost riders on the wind in the southern sky. We'll never die. We'll never die. We'll never die.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. We've got Henry Paul on the line with us tonight. The Outlaws with the Atlanta Rhythm Section are coming to the Palace Theater Friday, November 10th. So Henry, big show. It's the annual show. I know you're always creating music. Do you have anything cooking, anything new in the works with relation to the Outlaws and maybe a new album?
Well, I have a solo record I've committed to. I'm in the middle of writing an autobiography. I'm up to right up from, oh gosh, I think I'm right up to mid-1976, right after we recorded Lady in Waiting, did our European tour with The Who. And so that takes up a good amount of my time. The solo record, I'm writing for it now. I have some ideas that I want to try and employ. You know, the later you get in your life and the later your, you know, career perspective materializes, it gives you just a great deal of perspective on the entire thing and what was important, what wasn't, what really worked, what didn't, you know, and who was what and who didn't, and the whole thing. The autobiography is really just an honest story of the Outlaws. Rise from the bars to national prominence, the Henry Paul Band out of the ashes of my leaving the Outlaws, a late in life opportunity like Black Hawk with a multi-platinum sales success, and then getting the Outlaws back and trying to put a really respectable musical face on them, writing new music and putting a really solid professional show out there every night. Now we've got an acoustic set in the show, and it's just, you know, a labor of love, something I just absolutely love to do because it was my first shot at national recognition, and I love the Outlaws, I love Black Hawk, and I love the Henry Paul Band.
Well, I can speak for a lot of listeners tonight when I say that we're so glad because it's part of the soundtrack to our life, and we rely on it. So you're not allowed to stop. You got to just keep on chugging.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's a verse in Grey Ghost where it says, The fast life and the music is just a grim disguise for the heartache and the fear of growing old. Without the ones that mean the most, it makes you realize that you're the one that's left out in the cold. And so when you're young and you really want to be somebody and you really want people to recognize and appreciate your music and you go far away from home and you stay gone and you come home and your family's grown, there's a real significant sacrifice that's made. And it occurs to you later in your life what you've missed. And now that I'm in my mid-70s and I have an 8-year-old son and a 2-year-old son and a young wife and a beautiful home, and you know, it's really nice that people love the band. It's really nice that I can still perform at a high level and write and sing and play and do all those things. But, you know, you have to try and strike a little bit of a balance so that you don't wind up missing everything else. And that's kind of where I am now, you know, just trying to focus on my idea of things that are really important.
Well, amen to that, brother. I'm right there with you. Well, you know, being on the station for the years I have, I've noticed over at least the last 3-4 years, there has just been a growing wave, a growing movement towards coming back to Southern rock. And I hear it in the requests every week. I hear what people are excited about. You've got to have so much pride in carrying that banner for so long and inspiring so many. And quite frankly, you know, leading the race. You know, there's not too many bands out there, and you guys are at the front of the pack with all the classic Southern rock history.
Well, you know, listen, if I was to go out there on the road with a band called the Outlaws and it was going to be mediocre, it would be a disservice to my bandmates from years gone by. And I'm talking specifically about the guys that I was with when we made it, when we got out of the bars and into the concert arenas. And yeah, I just have an obligation to the brand, to my affection for it, out of respect to my former bandmates, that this band perform at a high level. And the people that I've surrounded myself with are committed to it. They grew up listening to it. They're very, very respectful, and they're very committed, and they're also incredibly talented. So the Outlaws, and this is my opinion, is probably playing at the highest level of all of the contemporary bands I grew up playing with from the South.
And that's saying a big thing, Henry.
Knowing that the Outlaws can still go out there and put a whooping on you.
Yes, they can. We're talking with Henry Paul of the Outlaws. They're coming to the Palace Theater Friday, November 10th with the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Well, Henry, why don't you take over the turntables? Why don't you pick an Outlaws tune from the discography to close us all up tonight?
Well, you know, there's a label in California that just released It's About Pride on vinyl, on CD, on Spotify, on all the music streaming services. So finally, what I did with It's About Pride, just putting it out on our merchandise table and selling it out of the back of the truck, you know, has gone national. And It's About Pride, the song itself, has proven itself to be a very important song for the Outlaws. So I think if we close the show out with that, I think we will be in good shape.
You heard it right here. Henry Paul from the Outlaws, November 10th, Palace Theater. I'm going to be there. Henry, such a pleasure to have you back on. Have a great night, brother.
All right, Cat Daddy, you go have a great week, and I'll see you at the show.
All right, good night.
Proud to be a part of something that started long ago. A southern band of brothers found together by the road. We came from Florida, Georgia, Carolina, and Tennessee. With old guitars, tattoos, and scars straight from the heart of Dixie. Our rebel pride. It's about pride. where we've been and how we've come so far. From the colors that we fly down to all the reasons why we can't take away who we know we are inside. It's about pride. Sound a midnight rider memories forever haunt this town. Fire on the mountain to the voice that can't you see the reason Sweet Home Alabama means so much to me. It's about pride, it's about who we are, where we've been and how we've come so far. From the colors that we fly down to all the reasons why we can't take away who we know we are inside. It's about pride. Like a faded southern uniform, hair has turned to gray. Now we play for all our heroes that we lost along the way. But the spirit of the faithful never let the music die. There's a brand new generation to carry on our battle cry in our rebel pride. It's about pride, it's about who we are, it's knowing where we've been and how we've come so far. From the colors that we fly down to all the reasons why we can't take away who we know we are inside. We'll be right back.
on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you. in. We take two steps forward, fall right back again. Feels like quicksand underneath our feet. We wanna crawl out, but we're in so deep. We might soon find out that we're all alone. Everybody we depended on done up and gone. We can call out to every star in the sky. This might be the time, when we'll learn to cry. We can't stop moving, but we sure can't stand still. All the money in the world won't buy us another thrill. Sooner or later, we're gonna open our yeah.
You think you've got it all set up. You think you've got the perfect plan to jam everyone you see and play in any game you can. I've got news for you. I hope it don't hit you too hard. Now one of these days while you're at play, I'm gonna catch you off guard.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler California 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Quartz and Session family. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and that is Carmen Appice's new supergroup, Ruffians, spelled R-U-F-F-U-N-Z. And right now, they've got their entire album up for free on the label Hyperspace Records. If you like what you heard, well, you can hear it all on that website. Track was called Playhouse. So if someone in your home swallows something that might be poisonous, or you think they took too much of something that might hurt them, what do? Call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222. And they'll connect you to the poison center serving your area. Did you memorize that? It's 1-800-222-1222. A public service message from WRCT and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So sit tight. Keep it right here on 88.3 FM in just a couple minutes. We got Billy Crane from the Outlaws joining us. And it's that time. Want to go see the Outlaws and the Atlanta Rhythm Section? Check out Billy Crane back in the saddle on lead guitar at the Palace Theater tomorrow. We'll be the fifth caller at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. If you're caller number five, I'm going to put a pair of tickets in your hand for a terrific night tomorrow night. Courtesy of Quartz in Session and WRCT 88.3 FM. So Veterans Day is coming up, and this is one of my favorite songs about honoring our troops. This is Joe Brocato. Thank you, soldier.
Protecting me. Hey, this is Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers, and you're listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, right here on 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.